Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. As we salute the class of 1943, join me now as we stand and salute Rosie the Riveter.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage, sitting up there on the fuselage. That little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie the Riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.
I could have come up with a more appropriate way to begin the class of 1943 than the musical tribute from the Four Vagabonds to the unnamed heroine of WW2, Rosie the Riveter. And this is Jerry on KPTZ with another one of our fun-filled radio rendezvous that now continues with the orchestra of Harry James and the vocal of Helen Forrest. And by golly, I could almost swear I've heard that song somewhere before.
The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore.
just one of quite a few former number one hits that we're going to be featuring on the show. And for that one, it's Harry's trumpet and Helen's voice, and with the rest of the orchestra doing their thing. One of the more successful acts at the time was Count Basie. And would you have any idea what I meant if I said that you should listen to this while sitting on your rusty dusty? Fortunately, an explanation is forthcoming. Yes, indeed, he is the Count, but not the one on TV who says, "Greetings, I am the Count, and I love to count things." No, this is the guy with the orchestra, and the vocalist on that is Jimmy Rushing. And I'm not making this up. The title really is Rusty Dusty Blues. And thank you so much for listening to KPTZ 91.9 on that FM dial. And this is Jerry Osborne bringing them back, this time from the year 1943. And as soon as I get off work, I'm going to run right out and buy a paper doll.
I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes we'll have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle minded real life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them, I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real life girl.
The flawless harmonies of the Mills Brothers extolling the virtues of a paper doll. Our next tune from the class of 43 is neither the first nor the last time that this became a hit, so a little bit of background might be in order. It was written in 1925 by Ma Rainey, and her version became the first hit of C.C. Rider Blues. In 1957, Chuck Willis revived it because it turned out to be the perfect song for kids to dance the stroll to, and it became known primarily for that. And then 6 years later, in 63, Laverne Baker revived it. And then comes along Eric Burdon and the Animals in 1966, and later that year it became a hit again for Bobby Powell. And then, beginning in the early 70s, Elvis used it as part of the introduction to his live concerts. But the one version that I skipped over is the one from 1943 that we're about to play, and it was by Bee Booz, whose birth name was Beatrice Booz, and it became the first number one hit of 1943 on the R&B charts, the C.C. Rider Blues.
C.C. Rider, see what you done, Lord, 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 made me love you. Now your gal done come. You made me love you. Now your gal done come. I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back till fall. Lord, 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 going away, baby, won't be back till fall. If I find me a good man, I won't be back at all. Home till the
mighty smooth version of C.C. Rider Blues from Bee Booze, and that's about the only kind of booze that we could serve here on KPTZ. And this is me, Jerry Osborne, with the Ink Spots, and it's all about giving up the nightlife and just kind of hanging out at the house.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf, and what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself, Mr. Saturday Dance. Heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore. Different without you, don't get around much anymore, don't get around much anymore, don't get around much anymore.
I just don't get around much anymore, as we hear from the Ink Spots. Then in 1961, the Belmonts, having just separated from Dion of the Belmonts, revived this tune, and they gave it a rock and roll doo-wop treatment, of which I don't mind giving you a preview of right now.
Don't get around much any, don't get around much any, don't get around much anymore.
So we'll certainly try to include that on our next Class of 1961 show. But now we're back in 43, where there's a wild mama who may or may not have a permit to carry.
Drinking beer and cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cursed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. Bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down.
Just be on the lookout for that pistol packing mama, and we must thank Al Dexter for bringing it to our attention. And that was an incredibly popular hit at the time. It was number one on both the country and the pop charts. Now we bring back Harry James and his trumpet, but this time he's accompanied by Frank Sinatra, and their sights are set on having either all or nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no.
Back in those days, records very rarely faded out. For the most part, they had what we call a cold ending. And all of the songs that I have planned for this show all end cold, so there will be no fade outs from this class.
Whenever I go to a dance, you never see me taking a chance. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. They come at my beck and call and give me no trouble at all. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. Got a big fat mama, she always teases. She does everything to try to please. But when I put my arms around the thin ones, find those babies tumble with ease. Them kind of chicks don't stall, they're willing and ready to fall. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. Chicks don't stall, they're willing and ready to fall. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall.
There's good old Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, and one of the longer titles of songs from 1943, The Chicks I Pick Are Slender, Tender, and Tall. It looks like all the requirements are pretty well spelled out. Right here with Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, having a great time with the class of 1943. And here's a number one hit from that year, and I think one of the best records, not just of that year, but maybe of the entire decade. It is Lucky Millinder and the vocal by Trevor Bacon on Sweet Slumber. This is a classic.
Sweet slumber, till dawn, till the last star is gone. I will hold you in my arms again tonight.
KPTZ Port Townsend.
First of a couple of Dinah Washington tunes we're going to be playing from 1943. That's the Evil Gal Blues. And by no coincidence, we have Mildred Bailey, who's going to introduce the members of her band, and they are going to play the instrumental version of Dinah.
Sashaying up to the mic is our solid sextet. Teddy Wilson, Charlie Frantic Shaver, Tommy Kay, Al Hall, Red Norvo, and Specs Powell. They're off of the tune that's Dinah. Ow. Thank you.
just in case you missed it when Mildred introduced the members of her sextet, they are Teddy Wilson, piano, Charlie Shavers, trumpet, Tommy Kay, guitar, Al Hall, bass, Specs Powell on drums, and Red Norvo, who is both her husband and on vibe.
Let's be sweethearts again. You know I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Come on, sweetheart. Let's try it over again.
Just one great song after another, and as I recall, that was one of my campaign promises, and I'm delivering on that. So we just heard Erskine Hawkins with the vocal by Jimmy Mitchell and Baby Don't Cry, and now we find ourselves at the beginning of the Mildred Bailey vocal that I promised you, and as you heard Red Norvo playing the vibes on Dinah, well, he's back again because, as I said earlier, he was her husband, and now he's accompanying her on I'll Be Around.
Again, and if perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. So I'll be around when she's gone.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. It's always good to have you around. Now, here's something that most people don't know, and that might include you. Nat King Cole's first chart record ever went to number one. So that's getting off to a pretty good start. It hit the top of the charts in January 1943, and they correctly titled it, That Ain't Right.
Baby, baby, what is the matter with you? Baby, baby, what is the matter with you? You've got the world in a jug, and you don't have a thing to do. I always told you, baby, you'd be the death of me. 'Cause when I'm always with you, I get the third degree. That ain't right. Baby, that ain't right at all. Taking all my money, going out having yourself a ball. I took you to a nightclub and bought you pink champagne. You rode home in a taxi and I caught the subway train. That ain't right. Baby, that ain't right at all. Taking all my money, going out having yourself a ball. Fortune teller and had my fortune told. She said you didn't love me, all you wanted was my gold. That ain't right. Baby, that ain't right at all. Taking all my money, going out having yourself a ball.
That ain't right, doggone it, but it certainly worked out right for the King Cole Trio. And you're hearing it right here on KPTZ 91.9, the Jerry Osborne Get-Together, as we cuddle up and enjoy the class of 1943. And if the King Cole Trio's position is that ain't right, then perhaps the point of view of the Four Vagabonds would be just the opposite of that ain't right, and that would be, it can't be wrong. And wouldn't you know, we're about to find out.
Stay here in your arms this way. Under this starry sky,
oh, oh,
and if it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you forever? And I have waited so long,
so long.
It must be right.
It must be right. It can't be wrong. It can't be wrong.
Feeling the way that I do.
It's astonishing to know that it must be right because it can't be wrong. See the things you learn from listening to this show, and that lesson is compliments of the Four Vagabonds, who you recall opened the show with Rosie the Riveter. But they're not the only ones. We've got Dinah Washington making her encore performance now. A little while ago we heard Evil Gal Blues. Well, now we're going to find out about the Salty Papa Blues. Oh, by the way, have you ever noticed how many blues songs have titles that end in the word blues?
Woman who knows how to read your mind.
Dee Dee Dinah, Dinah Washington, and the Salty Papa Blues. And I suppose if we ever decide to do a theme show on the class of condiments, gotta be careful how you say that, that we would want to play the Salty Papa Blues, but right now that's not on the agenda. Next in line, we have one of the great jazz guitarists of all time, and that would be Django Reinhardt. And this time, the legendary Django is going to play one of his own compositions for you, titled Blues Clair. And I may not know exactly what that means, but I know it sounds great. The unmistakable acoustic genius of Django Reinhardt. Now, the last tune from 1943 was a number one hit that year for Bonnie Davis, and the title is Don't Stop Now. It's appropriate because this is pretty much where I need to stop.
I've got you under my spell. How long I can't tell. Way you love and pet me sure does upset me. Don't stop now. I'm deep in a dream. Can love be all it seems? Stop my heart from beating. Can't help repeating. Ooh, baby, don't stop now. How it thrills me when you hold me. Yes, whisper things in my ear. Oh, it chills me when you scold me. I'm as helpless as a baby every time you're near. I'm deep in a daze. Love like this can't last always. Will you love and thrill me? Someday it's gonna kill me. Don't stop now.
the baby every time you're near. I'm deep in a deep love like this can't last always. Will you love and thrill me? Someday it's gonna kill me. Oh, baby, don't stop now.
As they say at the end of a cliffhanger in the TV episodes, to be continued.
It's artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam, 24/7 in the city of dreams. Oh!
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.